Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturated, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have my friend and co-founder and the amazing nutrition coach, co-founder of Saturated, on the podcast. It's been so long since we've done a podcast. We've just been so busy.
It has. I can't think of the last one we did, but it's nice
to get back on. And Emma's moved to Sydney. So
yeah, lots
been going on. Obviously, I'm in Thailand. But today we wanted to get on and talk a little bit more about our approach to skin, because I don't know, Emma, I think especially women, like as they age, I feel like there's this real, I don't know, like trend or like pressure to perfectly Botoxed, you know, big lips, you know, everyone's like anti-aging when, you know, what we've found with our clients and our approach, and we call it the pro-metabolic skin rejuvenation approach, is we want to really nourish your skin from the inside, and it all comes back to you, like your metabolic health. And we notice it so much with our clients. Like so many women say to me, oh my God, Kitty, my skin, like it just looks amazing. Yeah. And I get so many comments on my skin. And I think women are just bombarded these days. Get the Botox, get the eye creams, get the, you know, no, like this is pressure. Like I want to age well, I think. I want to look my age, but look like have like, I don't even know what the words are, like bright, nourished skin that looks healthy. And I've still got the fine lines. Yeah.
Well, but this is the ultimate thing. And even anti-aging is such a crock term, isn't it? Like we're not, everyone's aging. But you want to cherish aging and look your best for your age. And the anti-aging movement is very detrimental to women's mental health too, I think. But I think the difference being that obviously there are treatments and there are things you can do on the superficial level that might give your skin a bit of glow for a few days, weeks, months, and might structurally, visually seem to improve the skin. But the problem with those approaches is it's not addressing anything from the inside. So ultimately the inside's crumbling, perhaps aging faster. And on the outside, it's just this, you know, trying to chase the clock and thicken the skin or enhance the glow or, you know, give it a glossiness, the rest of it. But if on the inside structurally things are degrading, then that's going to be a losing battle. Whereas if you can address it inside and just focus on getting the cells energized and providing the base nutrients and actually supporting the body doing its own repair, its own healing, then as a byproduct of that, your skin's only going to look, you know, better. But many other byproducts of that is you're going to feel better, you're going to be more energetic, you'll have more sparkle in your eye because you're actually feeling good, you'll sleep better. It's just win, win, win. And these are the things you can't measure and account for when someone wants to, you know, just say that they're going for a treatment. They want to, well, promises are going to be made about how their skin will look for it, is that, yes, there might be those measurable improvements that are perhaps temporary, but you can't measure that, you know, that glow someone gives off when they're generally feeling good and they're exuding energy and there's some vitality in their smile and there's some enthusiasm and all the other things that I think it goes beyond literally just the dermis. It's everything else in your appearance, I think, that you can't get from these treatments and these, you know, particular topical products.
Well, do you want to maybe talk a little bit more about our pro-metabolic skin rejuvenation nutrition approach and, you know, some of the foods? I mean, I think number one is like actually eating adequate calories. So I think a lot of women, they're restricting carbs and sugar. And so once you're actually eating adequate calories, can you talk about some of the foods that are really going to support your digestion, your hormones, your skin that we often recommend and why?
Well, yeah, and I think first of all, to support digestion, you want to eat the foods that are digestible. And that's, you know, it sounds so basic, but again, this is very commonly overlooked and ignored. And people might assume that, all right, I'm going to start eating healthy, so that for the, you know, the crack out the salads and eat more nuts and seeds and go for the grainy bread over the white, and all those steps, which, you know, in from the traditional approach to what healthy diet might be, where, you know, assumed, well, that's just common sense, isn't it? But it really isn't when you break it down and look at how the body's digestive processes deals with this stuff or doesn't deal with it. And these are often the foods that are much harder to digest and literally irritate the intestinal wall. And, you know, your intestinal wall is a mirror of your outer skin layer too. So to choose foods that actually break down quite simply, our digestive enzymes match what it is that you put in there, and actually support and encourage, you know, your gastric acids and your secretion of enzymes and your peristalsis. You want to work with your digestive processes, not sort of throw things in there that actually challenge digestion. So fundamentally, you know, when it comes to things like vegetables, you know, the ones you do enjoy, we would highly recommend the well-cooked ones instead, because the cellulose is broken down, so we don't have that battle at hand of breaking through the cell wall. Nutrients are obtained more easily. You know, even fruits before vegetables being more important, so long as the fruit are ripe, and the ripening process is so important too for assimilation of nutrients and, again, digestion, and not having the components that would resist digestion. Dairy is another one which has been unnecessarily demonized. And, yeah, and look, obviously, if you can tolerate it, but even with the intolerances, it's worth looking deeper at that. Why is your body not perhaps, you know, tolerating dairy or lactose or casein, whatever the element might be? Perhaps that's a hormonal imbalance that's causing a lack of the lactase enzyme, or, you know, there's other things to look at rather than just going, cut out dairy. You know, wonder we could work out how we could tolerate dairy again, because it's such an incredibly nutritious food. It's almost perfect food nutritionally. And we're looking at the foods that do not contain enzyme inhibitors, or the anti-nutrients, we call them. Like, dairy is one of these perfect foods that contains none of those. Whereas if you look at the legumes, the nuts, the seeds, you know, the whole grains, these are loaded with, you know, enzyme inhibitors that literally resist digestion and, you know, resist the digestive processes. So, and again, we, you know, preference when it comes to proteins for the animal proteins, the ruminants, the eggs, the shellfish, the seafood, that again are bioavailable, you know, complete proteins, and they come with very important nutrients and trace minerals that you don't get from a lot of plant foods, and the fat-soluble nutrients. So, it goes on and on. And also the simple things which, again, we're not looking at what might be seen as quite trendy health foods, but they really come down to the very old-fashioned ingredients, the gelatins and, you know, obviously the broths and the gelatinous stocks and things that you can make from the very gelatinous cuts of meat. Otherwise using high-quality crystallized gelatin that you can make jellies and gummies and other desserts and sauces that complement the amino acids that are in your muscle meat. And that's a whole topic in itself, but that's so important to recognize. And you can break it down and look at the technical side of it, but ultimately, if you looked in a really old recipe book or looked at what your grandmother was cooking, she already knew that innately. So not forgetting those gelatinous components, which is so important for countering inflammation, supporting, you know, the elastin in the skin, the structural integrity of your joints, your hair, your nails, all the structural components of the body. Tell me if I'm waffling.
No, it's perfect. And one thing that I just – and so I think the collagen's really important. You know, I've just noticed with so many of our clients, not only do they have improvements in their skin, but we see like massive one is the joint pain, like an improvement in joint pain, nails, hair. And, you know, one of the reasons we've got two types of collagen, the marine and the bovine collagen. And, you know, We've got more information on this, and I won't ask you too much about it because we're running out of time. We've got a short podcast today, but the marine is more targeted to the skin, and you have to use less. But the bovine, I guess, is we often have it in our coffee. You can add it to juice. You can add it to smoothies. It's just such an easy way because I think a lot of women really struggle for time, and I do love to make a good chicken feet broth or or a lamb neck broth, but sometimes it's just I don't have the time. So I think having the collagen is just such an easy way to
Oh,
get
and
it.
it's seasonal too, isn't it? Like middle of summer, if you're in Thailand, you don't often feel like
Big
eating
steamy
hot
broth.
casseroles, steaming broth. So to be able to, throw a few tablespoons in your iced coffee or in your smoothie, your orange juice, it's an easy way to get it down, and you're getting, again, all the benefits of those sort of broths. And for anyone who's confused by it, you've got your gelatin, you've got hydrolyzed collagen. Both come with the same gamut of beautiful anti-inflammatory amino acids. One's just a bit more broken down that it can dissolve in cold liquids, which is super easy, being the collagen.
And the other one I want to talk, we want you to talk about is liver and oysters. So I see this all the time with clients, and one of the reasons that we made the liver and oysters, and I really, hounded Emma at the start because I just said to her, Emma, like, there's so many clients that just won't eat the liver. Like, they're like, oh, I just don't want to eat it. I hate it, or I can't source it. And even the oysters, like, I find people are more likely to eat the oysters, but often they can't access fresh, good quality oysters. And I've seen this as well, like time and time again with our clients. They take the liver and the oyster capsules and they just see marketable improvements in their skin quality and their energy. Like, it is just actually quite
Oh,
mind-blowing.
and we'd see those, wouldn't we, as top tier foods when it comes to foods to directly nourish skin. And again, when we say this nourish the skin, the skin's kind of the end point of the benefits you see in the body. So think of all the other benefits in every other area of the body along the way that the nutrients that these foods provide covers incredibly well. But yeah, just know, and look, we're still massive advocates of, don't buy our livers and oysters. Eat your liver and oysters. Get it. Experiment with recipes and make it part of your palate. Make it part of your weekly, your eating. Explore it when you're in restaurants. See how the French cook these. The liver especially. But at the same time, we're all busy. We're all tug or we're all often traveling, and you kind of sort of get these things. So to have a backup source of them that has, more importantly, no fillers and none of the excipients that most of the other brands we came across did do from very clean sources, you've got encapsulated version of these foods that you can just pop down the throat, no prep, no nothing, no worrying about it going off quickly, that you're having to quickly eat it or find ways to eat it before it does. So we've sort of, harnessed the good that is in backup form. So whether it's something, whether that's your go-to every day and you don't eat those foods at all, or whether you do eat those foods and these just fill in the gaps in between, yeah, it just takes the pressure off a bit.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
Yeah, I agree. And look, I just rarely live anymore because it's hard to get over here, and like, it's just so easy to take the capsule.
Yes, I did enjoy when I did make a batch of pâté occasionally too, and homemade pâté is divine.
Oh, so good.
And everyone needs to try it and experience what it tastes like fresh. But I must say the process of making it, I didn't love. Especially if you get sinewy liver and you've got to push it through teeth, and it's not quite. But hats off to you if you can make that regularly.
Yeah,
do that.
Just get it in, guys. Get it in, whichever way you can. Just like,
well, find a good deli, you know, too. Yeah. See what else they can have. But yeah, do a bit of both, bit of fresh, bit of freeze dried. Yep.
Let's move on to the topical side. I remember when, you know, before we created this skincare, remember I was like always about the foaming cleansers, and you know, like I think women just think they need to use 50,000 creams and things on their skin, and you know, I feel like my skin's been the best it's ever been, and I just use the cleanser with the oil cleanser and it feels so good now. The moisturizer, the methylene blue serum, is incredibly effective. I've even noticed it on Craig, like I'm like, oh, your skin's looking really good, because he obviously uses it every day as well. And it's so simple and so easy, and I don't have to use 50,000 products. You know, there's no seed oils in it, there's all these great actives, and we've just had so many great testimonials from all of the products. So maybe talk a little bit more about, you know, why you Emma painstakingly formulated these products. Like, you have no idea. It took like 3 years, and even now we want to create new things, but the process is so difficult because we don't want to use all of the shit that people usually use in it.
And our formulators never like me.
No, they're like, she's too annoying, she's too painful, it's too hard. Yeah.
And they have their go-to ingredients, like, yeah, but can we make it with, like, none of those?
Yeah.
And you find these ingredients you've never heard of before.
Do you remember the first formulation we got from those first formulators? We were like, we were like, what the fuck is this? Has everything in it we said not to put
not
in.
Not to.
Yeah.
And nothing we asked for.
Yeah.
And the first time I said to the third formulator, I want to try making a serum with this product called methylene blue. And they never heard of it. And they looked it up and they said, do you want to use a blue dye in a skin? Yeah. What the? And they just shook their heads again, as they always do with me. But anyway, we're stubborn, aren't we? We pushed on. We made them work. And amazingly, these products stuck together without the typical emulsifiers and the typical, you know, adjuncts that are, you know, commonly added to products like this, particularly the emulsions, the water, fat emulsion, the, you know, the body cream, the face cream, they were particularly tricky, but we just kept at it and like find a method to make this all come together, and they have, and we've had our hiccups along the way, but ultimately I think the testimonials that just keep coming in is just so exciting. And some of the skin conditions we hardly anticipate, we hoped, but we didn't anticipate them, these products really helping it, are helping, and they're doing things beyond what we imagined. So,
But I
think it is, testament again to, well, first of all, we wanted to keep it a minimalist range, because I don't ever think anyone needs the 6-7 step routine. I think when you get to that point, you're basically saying, okay, skin's redundant, has none of its own intelligence. I'm just going to override every potential, you know, process that happens naturally at the skin level, because healthy skin already, it moisturizes itself, it exfoliates itself, it cleans, you know, it's just we were designed perfectly already, but obviously we've all got some level of stress, damage, environmental exposure, you know, years of perhaps stripping with all the wrong cleansers or treatments or medications. So it's compromised somewhat, but if we can just provide it with fundamental ingredients that are shown to have direct topical skin benefits, not just ingredients that sound good on paper, but ones that actually, when they hit skin cells, they actually do something beneficial. So there needs to be a point to that ingredient. None of the other potentially toxic ingredients that 99.9% of topical, you know, skincare products contain. But along with doing the things that nourish the cell deeply from within, so we're starting to support the skin to do it itself anyway, and then just enough topically that enhances the work you're doing on the inside, and then does, you know, support the skin when we, you know, the stress of life and maybe too much dry, hot, you know, stressful environmental conditions on top of that, we can support it through that. And yeah, it's just amazing to see when you work from the inside and from the outside. But, you know, just enough of everything and not doing the things that we're stressing the skin into performing, but we're just supporting it to do its own thing already. And there are so many aggressive skin treatments out there that really only so-called work by causing that sort of healing reaction or, you know, almost forming smooth scar, which might give shine and glow, but it's not conducive. Well, it's not actually skin getting healthier.
I think too, like one thing I notice with women in their 40s and 50s, because it's who we work with primarily, who I work with, they are, you know, when they're going through perimenopause and menopause, a lot of them are very estrogen dominant. So I find that they're slathering their skin with all of, like, there's very few really clean products out there that don't have all these endocrine disruptors and, you know, like, and they're slathering all of this shit on this. I used to did it before I met you, and all of this crap and fake tan and, you know, I still don't have the best makeup, but it's just, I don't use it all the time, and it's not like you're rubbing it all over your body, but and perfumes and things. So I think that's probably a really important, don't you think? Because we're so exposed to so many different chemicals and
I think the body cream's the most important thing to really address. If nothing else, just look closely at the ingredients in your, if you do a, you know, all over body cream daily, especially after a warm shower when your pores are open and things are penetrating, that's more surface area that's going to be exposed to toxic ingredients. So, you know, by all means, and before we made Saturay, our only recommendation really was when people said, what kind of body cream should I use if I'm cleaning up my diet? And was perhaps, you know, just use coconut oil, which is fine and continue to do that. But I did find
it's
it
so oily.
It gets a bit slippery.
It's not the best. It doesn't feel very good.
I found it tricky with little kids. That was my go-to body cream for them after a long hot bath, you know, maybe once a week or so, but you pick up your child and they slip out of your arms. Quite dangerous. But what we've created really does penetrate nicely. It feels like
it's beautiful. I use it every day because we get so much sun here in Thailand, so it's awesome.
Yeah, that recovery. And we should really mention that the whole premise of beginning all of this in the first place was the whole polyunsaturated oil thing. And that was our number one biggest concern. Yes, of course, there are other shit toxins in skincare products that are terribly detrimental and they shouldn't be in there, and we haven't used those either. But we did start this because we saw there was a real niche there that no one had addressed this properly, to remove all PUFAs from skincare products that be totally saturated in its fatty acid makeup. And look at, you know, small amount of naturally occurring polyunsaturated oils in certain products can be fine, but it's the context of the people we're dealing with. And so many people have accumulated so many PUFAs in their tissue over a lifetime of eating too many, you know, rubbing too many on their skin, that they could do with a break from that. So to bring the balance back to more saturated fatty acids in the skin tissue, it was very, encouraging of overall health of the body too. And from our long-winded conversations with Dr. AP and Georgie Dinkov and like, you know, they were also supportive of that and just said it's so incredibly important. And maybe, you know, perhaps some of the hormonal issues that so many women are dealing with is a lifetime of these ointments being rubbed on their skin and how that's contributing to, estrogen dominance and the like,
And because we've only got like 5 minutes, but quickly to finish off, one, we've created this incredible school community because we just really were finding that, because obviously we have our own coaching programs where we teach these principles, and like, you know, I and Craig mainly focus on like women's overall health and body recomposition, and as a byproduct they have better skin, and Emma obviously has her coaching business. But what we found is that we have a method. It's a method. It's not just, like you see different products, just use this one thing for this. Whereas ours is the Pro Metabolic Skin Rejuvenation Method. And we really wanted to teach you about this. And so we've set up this amazing free school group, which has the most incredible resources. Emma's done such a good job of putting it all together, has our nutrition guide, has a recipe book with over 60 recipes, educational interviews, just so much information on the actual method so that you can bring it all together and actually implement it. To get great skin and then more information on our products and how to use them. We do monthly live Q&As and then, talk about any sort of new products that we're thinking about releasing and working on. So I'll pop a link, sorry, in the show notes that you can join. It's for free. Yeah, there's just so many great resources in there. I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that, Emma.
Yeah, well, only that we want to be guided by you guys, that, the more you want to dig into this topic and the more you want to know from us, we'll be guided by you on what else we jam into the resources there, and just from the banter with all the members.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think we've got like 600 people in there already. We had such a
Really?
great first Q&A
Already? That's
call.
great.
Yeah, the last month we actually ran out of time, but Emma answered so many questions. We had a great old chat and one of our clients jumped on. And you also get a discount code to use when you first join the group, so you can try some of our products. And yeah, you'll just learn heaps, and you'll learn not only about how to just improve your skin, but I just think improve your overall hormone health. Just life, this whole
Oh,
approach.
and I think our method is sort of code word for just feeling better all over. And the skin is just the icing on the cake part. It's, but you're going to, yes, you will have healthier skin for it, but you will exude a glow of and a level of health that you hadn't before. So that adds to your appearance more than anything.
Yeah, and you get to eat delicious food because we're both
So
massive
you're happier.
foodies.
You're
Yeah.
having fun. Yeah,
We talk about food all the time. We talked about it heaps in our last live, but you
that's true.
can have a great healthy body. You can have all of these things and eat delicious food. Like when I first met Emma, I was just like, "Oh my God, orange juice, potatoes every day, my sourdough bread."
Marshmallows.
Yeah. It's so good. You can have it all. You can have it all. You just got to learn and, dig a bit deeper and play the long game. But yeah, we
And
do.
again, at the same time, it'll become less complicated in general. The more you dig, and the more, it's a lot of common sense stuff. But as you get some clarity, hopefully, it's actually simplifies your life, doesn't make it more complicated.
Totally.
When you getting healthier the right way shouldn't add stress. We're trying to de-stress at the same time.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll pop the link below to join the school community, and as always, take a screenshot and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And each month I pick a winner and they get a satchel of our amazing Satray premium collagen. And thanks so much, Emma. And we hope to see everyone in the community.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.